Welcome to Keystone Central Talks, a podcast coming to you from the Keystone Central School District in beautiful Clinton County, Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Kelly Hastings, superintendent of the district, and here in Keystone Central, we like to talk about school. And I'm so happy today to have with me a student here at Central Mountain High School. Rachel Karwowski is here with me, and not only is she a student and does all kinds of great things, she is also a winner. And she was a winner of an essay contest that our a group we have, Keystone Cares, that does a lot of great things, working with the school district, community groups, all coming together to do neat things, sponsored this. Our theme in November is around diversity and no bullying and that kind of stuff. And so we had an essay contest, and Rachel was the winner. So, Rachel, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad to have you here. So, I thought we'd talk a little bit about your essay, because it was really a neat, a great essay. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your first quote. You said you started your essay off with this quote. It said, "Diversity may be the hardest thing for society to live with, and perhaps the most dangerous thing for society to be without." Talk with me a little bit about why did that quote resonate with you? What was it about that?
I just thought that it's like really hard for us as a community, or even anyone really living in the world today, to accept others for everything and to not, you know, shame them or just be like, hey, don't do that, or I don't like this about you. But if we were without diversity, then where would we really go with that? Like, how could we survive?
Yeah. Like, I always think about things even in diversity, like people that are interested in different things that I couldn't do. Like, I think of nurses. Like, I could not be a nurse. And yet other people are so great at it. And if we didn't allow them that opportunity, you know, thank goodness they are. I mean, thank goodness, because if they had to rely on me, it wouldn't happen.
Right.
You know, so I think I just thought that was such a great quote, and really just sort of a neat way to get started and to think about where would we be as a society without that. I thought another interesting thing that you said was the most significant feature about diversity is diversity of the mind. And I wondered if you just sort of read this little paragraph that you had where you sort of talked about that. I thought it was really interesting.
Yes. The mind is the most complex thing in the universe. There is absolutely no way to know everything about what goes through our minds. Each person has his or her own unique system of thinking and processing things, which makes us diverse. If everyone was the same, we would be unable to come up with new ideas or solve problems. All of the buildings, streets, restaurants, malls, and schools show unique characteristics of the people that live in the surrounding areas.
Yeah, I just thought that was such a great... Oh, you're not done. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
By simply encouraging someone to strive to do something, we could change the world. A person with the capability to cure cancer could be sitting in this very classroom, but without encouragement and support, where will they go? What will they become?
There you go. I got all excited about the other part that you, when you were talking about, you know, the unique characteristics of people. And if you even think through our community, you know, the uniqueness of different shops, different places, even the uniqueness sometimes of our schools or of particular classrooms, how one teacher might have things a certain way and then how you go somewhere else. And yet that uniqueness is able to come out. Even in the midst of, here's this school where, you know, you're kind of doing similar kinds of things, and yet there's so much unique stuff, you know, going on. But I thought it was really interesting how you talked about the mind and how complex it is. And so I thought that was a great, great perspective on that. I think it was one of the things that the committee, when they read your essay, I think really particularly resonated with people. I thought that this was a great sentence that you put in. Diversity makes up our society, and instead of shaming it, we should embrace and encourage it. Talk with me a little bit about ways you think that we shame people in diversity. What are some things you think happen?
Especially like in schools, depending on what people wear or how they look, like how their makeup is or something like that, we tend to like bully them, or you know, just even just talk about them and not say anything to their face, but just encourage them to embrace who they are and be proud of it.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder what your thoughts are, some ways we could try to do that. Like, how do we try to get everyone thinking that way? So this takes school. What are some things you think we're doing well, and what are some other things that you think maybe we should do more of? Any thoughts on that one?
I feel like we should have more maybe assemblies and stuff like that, and make sure that we're including everyone in that to kind of bring us all together, and hold maybe more events like all night volleyball or something like that to just bring us all together. And
I think that's really a good point. I think sometimes what can happen too is the smallest thing can make such a huge difference to someone. You know, just even saying hello to somebody, or, you know, if somebody drops something, help them pick it up, or just small things like that go such a long way, I think, in helping people feel like I'm not an alien here. People see me. Mm-hmm. You know, I can be seen. I'm part of this, you know, part of the group here, and mm-hmm. people aren't trying to, you know, nix me out or whatever it would be. Mm-hmm. One other thing I wanted to talk with you a little bit about and get your perspective on was the whole idea of social media. And where you think that that's maybe helped us, or where you think that maybe it has hurt us in terms of this idea of diversity.
Right. I feel like it's great to kind of put yourself out there and express, like, okay, this is who I am, and, you know, be proud of that. But also I feel like there's a perfect image that everyone is shooting for. So, like, they only post pictures that, you know, they look awesome in. Like, they don't post those ones. It's like, hey, I just woke up at 5 a.m.
Right.
So I feel like everyone just tries so hard to get that perfect look, and it kind of distracts us from everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point too. Like, does it really give us an image of what's real? And then we have this strange image of what reality is when it's not.
Right.
We look like we look at 5 a.m. and there's really nothing wrong with that. And everybody else does too. You know, we all kind of that way. I think sort of to wrap this up too, and we talk about the school as a, you know, a microcosm of the community. It mirrors what's happening out in the community. So if there are things happening there, or people are being shamed, or those kinds of things are going on, that's not internal behavior. That's learned kind of behavior that probably happens out in our communities. How do we as adults? What kinds of recommendations would you have in terms of the community being able to promote this kind of diversity and keep, you know, so that it carries over into the schools?
Right. I would say just as you're walking through your day, just kind of keep in the back of your head, like, okay, everyone's watching me. Like, because as we walk through our days, like, it, sometimes we just feel like, okay, I'm going to do what I want and nobody's going to care because it's just me. But everyone can see you, and, like, especially children and everyone like that, they're watching you. And mm-hmm. everything they see, they learn and will eventually do.
So right. So those adults as models is a critical piece of it. And that behavior, however you are on social media, however we are out in the community, those are important things for, you know, all of us to keep in mind. So I think that the world is in good hands with people like you who are talking about these things and having this stuff happen. So I feel very good about that. And I thank you again for your efforts here, for taking the time to write about such an important thing. I hope you'll keep writing. Tell us a little bit about what are your future plans here? What's Rachel going to do here once you leave us at Central Mountain? Any thoughts?
Yes, I either want to go to Penn College for nursing or the physician assistant program, or Mansfield University for music education.
All right, so there's that diversity going, because I couldn't carry the tune or be the nurse. So we're in great shape. We're proud of you. We appreciate you doing this, and we thank you for all your efforts to make that diversity happen for us here in Central Mountain High School, as well as across Clinton County. And we thank everyone who joins in and listens to us on Keystone Central Talks. We appreciate your support of our district and of these podcasts. We're grateful for the music provided by Ben Sounds, and we hope you'll join us each week as we discuss issues and topics impacting education today. Feel free to contact us, give us your feedback, any ideas for things you'd like to hear about going on in the district or in the world of education. And thanks again for listening to Keystone Central Talks.